Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
And today we're going to look at the topic of going to the doctor and making a doctor's appointment. Not really my favorite. Do you go to the doctor often for like your regular checkup or?
You know, I probably should. Right now I don't. I go to the doctor if I feel like I have to. Or if I'm sick and I need help.
That's true. I mean, I think we should, of course, go get a checkup every now and then. Go for regular checkups. That should be the right thing to do.
Right. But sometimes, so don't be like me.
Yeah, same as me too. Because sometimes I don't really like going to the doctor. It kind of scares me a little bit to go to the hospital and see all of these, you know, the steel things and the knives and stuff and the needles. So, yeah, I only go when I'm really, 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 really sick. All right, so today our article is about making a doctor's appointment and what to do if you do feel sick or if you do need to make an appointment with your doctor for a checkup. So let's take a look at our article.
Reading. Making a doctor's appointment. The phone in Dr. Albert's office is ringing.
Dr. Albert's office? This is Jenny speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Jenny. This is Carol Jones. Is Dr. Albert available to talk?
I'm sorry. He's busy with a patient. Perhaps I can assist you.
I'm calling about my son, Larry. I want to set up an appointment for him.
Do you want to schedule a checkup for next week, or is it something urgent?
Well, he was coughing all through the night. This morning, his forehead was really hot, so I'm scared he has a fever too.
Poor thing. Dr. Albert can see him this afternoon. Better safe than sorry.
That's true. What times are available?
The earliest time that Dr. Albert is free is at 1:30 p.m. You could also make an appointment for 4 p.m.
4 is perfect. I can drop him off after I pick up my daughter from kindergarten.
All right. I will put you down for 4 p.m.
Terrific. I'll see you then. Bye.
Carol hangs up the phone.
So the article starts by giving us a sort of vision, like it's a TV show. So imagine, the article says, the phone in Dr. Albert's office is ringing.
Okay, and then Jenny is the person who works at Dr. Albert's office, and she says, Dr. Albert's office, this is Jenny speaking. How may I help you? So of course, when you answer the phone, it's best to, you know, say, oh, hello, this is my name, this is where we are, you're calling this place. So people on the other line or on the other side know and make sure that they called the right place.
Right. And the person who's just called says, and her name is Carol, she says, hi, Jenny, this is Carol Jones. Is Dr. Albert available to talk? She uses that word available, which is an adjective, and it means able to do something right now. Here, Carol is asking if Dr. Albert is there so she can talk to him. Another example of the way we might use the word available is the author's new book is available in several languages. So if it's you can buy it in several different languages.
Jenny then says, I'm sorry. He's busy with the patient. Perhaps I can assist you. Okay, so the doctor is busy right now. He's helping out a patient. And patient here is a noun. Okay, it's a person who receives medical care or medical attention. So if you are sick and you visit the doctor, you are the patient at the doctor's office. Even as well, if you need to check your teeth or you have a toothache, you want to visit the dentist, you are a patient at the dentist's office. So patient here can be used as a noun, and it means a person who goes see a doctor. They are receiving some kind of medical help. For example, we can say, several patients were waiting to see the doctor.
Right. The other word she uses that we're going to look at is assist. And it's a verb that means to give help. So helping people who call the office is part of Jenny's job. She assists them. An example might be, the helpful young person assisted the old man with his bags. Mm. So just a word that means to help, to give help, assist.
That's right. So, of course, the doctor is busy. The doctor can't just stop his treatment with one of the patients and answer the phone. So, Jenny is here to help out, to see if she can be of any assistance and to assist Carol, who's on the phone. Carol then says, I'm calling about my son, Larry. I want to set up an appointment for him. Oh, so that means that she's not calling for herself. She wants to do something for her son, and she wants to set up an appointment. When you set up something, this phrase means to prepare or arrange for something to happen. So, for example, if you want to have a picnic at the park, you can set up an area to have your picnic. You can set up an area here by the tree, for example, to have your picnic. Or if you need to have a meeting with someone, you need to meet with your boss or a coworker, you can set up a meeting with your coworker, with your boss. So you kind of arrange a meeting with your boss. We can also use make an appointment. But make an appointment just means to make like a formal meeting with someone. So usually you make an appointment for the doctors or something. So make an appointment also means to set up something.
And that word appointment is a noun that means an agreed meeting at a time and place. We use this word a lot when talking about business or medical things. Another example of something we would use the word appointment for would be in the sentence, Rhonda made an appointment to have her hair cut on Saturday afternoon. So she probably called and made an appointment with the hair cutter.
Mm-hmm. Next, Jenny says, do you want to schedule a checkup for next week? Or is it something urgent? All right, so this is something important that Jenny should ask too, because if it is something urgent, okay, later we'll learn about what this word means, but then if it's something really, really serious, then she can't, well, her son can't wait for a week or a few days later, okay? So Jenny is asking, do you want to schedule a checkup? Okay, something that's not too serious, but then something that, you know, Larry can wait for a bit, Jenny and Larry can wait for a bit. So here, schedule is used as a verb, and it means to make a plan for something ahead of time. So you make a plan for when you want things to be done or when you want to do things. So for example, I can say, let me schedule an appointment for the doctors next week. And that just means that you make the arrangements to go to the doctors next week. We also learned about schedule as a noun. As a noun, it means it's a plan that tells you what is happening next or what you have planned next.
Right. And we're talking about maybe scheduling a checkup. And a checkup is a noun that just means when you go to the doctor every so often to check on how you're doing and see if there are any problems. If you're scheduling a checkup, it means you don't think there's any problem, but you want to be sure. And when you're a kid, you often do have a regular checkup, maybe once a year, maybe twice a year, but you go to the doctor just to see that everything is okay.
Usually if you go to the doctor, we can schedule an appointment. But again, if you really, really, really are sick and you need immediate attention, then we use the word urgent. So that's why Jenny was asking, okay, is it for a regular checkup or is it something urgent? When something is urgent, it means that It's very, very important, and you probably need immediate attention. You need things to be done ASAP, and this can be like, okay, maybe if you got in a car accident and you're bleeding a lot, then that's pretty urgent. You have to go to the hospital.
Right.
For example, I can say, please deliver this mail. It's very urgent. That means this mail is very, very important. It has to be delivered to this person. Maybe it's some kind of important letter about something.
Right.
This person needs to receive it immediately. So I can say this mail is very urgent. Or like I just mentioned, if you get into an accident. For example, Michael just got in an accident, and it's urgent that he go to the hospital. So that means that he must have been really, really hurt. Maybe he's bleeding. Maybe there's a broken
right.
bone. He needs a doctor to see him ASAP as soon as possible.
Right. And then Carol explains why she's scheduling an appointment. And she says, well, he was coughing all through the night. This morning, his forehead was really hot. So I'm scared he has a fever, too. That first vocab word that she uses there, cough, is very simple, and it means It's polite to cover your mouth when you have to cough.
Mm. Please don't cough and go and spread all your germs. So it's better to cover your mouth when you need to cough. And usually you cough because you're there's something like itchy in your throat. Your throat
right.
doesn't feel comfortable. So you want to kind of cough and kind of force this thing out. So usually when you're sick, you might have, you might cough. You might have like a runny nose. BT, or even a stuffy nose too. That means you can't really breathe too well. And also, if it's really serious, your forehead might feel hot, and that just means you might have a fever. Now, the forehead, yeah, is on your face, and it's the area between your eyebrows and your hairline. So this area is your forehead. Usually when people have a fever, you can check your forehead to check their forehead
right.
to check their body temperature. And I think usually you should use the back of your hand
right.
because I think the palm of your hand actually has its own temperature. So if you use this part of your hand to touch someone else's forehead, you're going to feel like, oh, it's hot. But actually that's not really the right way to test things out. So that's why if you want to check someone's temperature, I think it's usually with their back of the hand. And of course, more accurately is to use like a thermometer to check, you know,
of
in
course.
The ear or underneath your tongue. That's the most accurate way to check someone's body temperature. Okay, for example, we can use forehead in a sentence like this. I can say, Jenny kept touching her forehead. She had a really bad headache. Yes, so usually if your head hurts or somewhere hurts, you tend to touch it a lot. And again, the forehead is just this area of your face.
Right. The article then says that the next thing Jenny says is, oh, poor thing. Dr. Albert can see him this afternoon. Better safe than sorry.
All right, here we see our pocket phrase go, better safe than sorry. Let's take a quick break to find out what this phrase means.
Pocket phrase go.
我知道所有男人都像我，我这种健美的体魄，我就是男人中的男人小石强森。健身这种事情可是要经年累月的努力，绝不是简简单单随便练两下就可以找出来的哦。最好呢是每天都可以花一些时间运动，饮食呢也要搭配喽。I
know a healthy diet can be hard to follow, but better safe than sorry. 如果太急着练出健美的身材，很容易受伤，得不偿失哦。英文里面这一句 "better safe than sorry" 就像我们中文说的“小心驶得万年船”，为了保险起见。片语里面的 "sorry" 呢，它就有遗憾的意思。现在小心一点，总比留下遗憾来得好。比方说呢，最近天气不稳定，I brought my umbrella today. 我带了雨伞出门。 I thought better safe than sorry. 搞不好等一下就下雨了，你自己不带，我等一下不要分你撑哦。
Right, if you do feel very sick and you think you might have a fever, it's better to be safe than sorry. And that
right.
just means to do something safe instead of regretting it in the future. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's continue reading. Carol says, that's true. What times are available?
Right. And Jenny tells her about available times. We've seen that word available before, talking about if the doctor is available. Now we're talking about if times are available. And Jenny says, the earliest time that Dr. Albert is free is at 1:30 p.m. You could also make an appointment for 4 p.m. So giving two times that are available that Carol can schedule an appointment.
Okay, so let's see what time Carol's going to pick. She says, 4 is perfect. I can drop him off after I pick up my daughter from kindergarten. So for her, it's good timing because she has two children. She can drop Larry off at the doctor's, and then she can go pick up her daughter from kindergarten. Pick up here means to pick somebody up. You go to this place and you kind of pick or collect them. That means that person is waiting for you there. So usually maybe your parents will pick you up from school, or maybe a friend might pick you up from your home. It means you're waiting at home or you're waiting at school for someone to maybe have a car to drive and take you somewhere. Now, what do you call it when you need to take someone to a place and leave them there? We can use drop off. For example, if your parents take you to school in the mornings, then they drop you off at school, okay? You are dropped off at school. Then, when school ends, they pick you up. So, they leave you at school, then they come pick you up when school is done.
Then Jenny says, all right, I will put you down for 4 p.m. We've just learned about pick up. Now Jenny says, I will put you down, meaning that she will write their name down for 4 p.m.
Not to physically put somebody down. All right, so next Carol says, terrific, I'll see you then, bye. Okay, so again, it's actually polite if when you're on the phone with someone to say goodbye or to say right. something. If you just hang up, it's considered kind of rude. So Carol says, thank you so much, I'll see you, bye. So they've successfully made an appointment at the doctor's.
Right. And the article ends by saying, Carol hangs up the phone. That verb, hang up, is how will we use for ending a phone conversation. The reason we say hang up is because phones used to be attached to the wall, so we would actually hang the phone back on the wall when we were done talking. We still use it today, even though phones are small and fit in our pockets. But to hang up on a phone today, you usually just press the red button.
So, saying goodbye, and then you can right. hang up the phone. Don't forget to say goodbye to people, because it's rude if you just hang up. People will think, whoa, like, this person maybe is angry at me, or this person is quite rude. Right. So remember to say goodbye, to say thank you, and then you can hang up the phone, and then you can go on with your day. All right, so we successfully made an appointment. Let's take a quick break with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
And our For You Chat question today is, can you think of some other situations in which you need to make an appointment? Right. So there might be other times, not just at the doctor, when you are trying to make an appointment for something. Can you think of any?
Of course. I need to get my hair done, so usually I get a hair appointment. If I need my hair cut, or if I want to fix my nails, I need to make an appointment. I have to call them and say, do you have time available for me? Can you leave this time open for me? I need to get my nails done. I need to get my hair done. So I often make nail appointments and hair appointments.
Right. Other times you might need to make an appointment with someone would be for other kinds of doctors, like if you're going to the dentist, or if you need, for instance, to take a driving test. Mm-hmm. If you're getting your driver's license, you need to take the test, and you need to have a time that you are going to go take the test. So you might make an appointment for your driving test.
That's right. So anytime when you need to call ahead of time and to say, please leave this time open for me, please keep this time available for me, you're making an appointment, okay? So can you guys think of other situations where you might need to make an appointment? Have you guys ever made an appointment by yourself? All right, so you can try to talk about this with your friends, and then we'll see you guys very soon. Bye.
Bye.
Making a doctor's appointment. The phone in Dr. Albert's office is ringing.
Dr. Albert's office, this is Jenny speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Jenny. This is Carol Jones. Is Dr. Albert available to talk?
I'm sorry, he's busy with a patient. Perhaps I can assist you.
I'm calling about my son, Larry. I want to set up an appointment for him.
Do you want to schedule a checkup for next week? Or is it something urgent?
Well, he was coughing all through the night. This morning, his forehead was really hot, so I'm scared he has a fever too.
Poor thing. Dr. Albert can see him this afternoon. Better safe than sorry.
That's true. What times are available?
The earliest time that Dr. Albert is free is at 1:30 p.m. You could also make an appointment for 4 p.m.
4 is perfect. I can drop him off after I pick up my daughter from kindergarten.
All right. I will put you down for 4 p.m.
Terrific. I'll see you then. Bye.
Carol hangs up the phone.
Vocabulary review.
Available. This special discount is only available to the members of this hotel. Patient. Tony always advises his patients to sleep more in order to stay healthy. Assist. The boss was too busy to handle everything himself, so he hired a secretary to assist him. Schedule. The singer's new album is scheduled to be released next January. Cough. My father decided to take me to the doctor because I had been coughing all night. Forehead. Before Floyd's mom leaves for work, she always kisses him on the forehead.